Hi folks, welcome to my May Day's Boo for day 9. Today I'm going to jump on the bandwagon a little bit and do a bit of a political boo. Not because I'm hugely into politics, I don't hugely understand politics, but because I wanted to kind of express my concerns really about the fact that we're now in a Conservative government. My first introduction to politics was really when I was at university and we had a module on politics. And at the time, I couldn't stand it. I was very bored. I didn't understand the point of why we were learning about it. We had to learn about the different ideologies of the different parties, the different sort of think tanks that were there and the ideas behind some of the notions that they had. You know, some of the decisions that they made. We looked at sort of the values behind those and what that suggested about attitudes and things like that. And I really didn't like it. I didn't do too bad in the assignments in the end. I got quite into it as the module went on. But it did help me to understand what was going on regarding the sort of coalition in 2010. So in that sense, I was quite grateful to have learned a bit more about it. And again, I guess I've not really been up to date with kind of the election we've just had. I've heard little bits and pieces, but I wasn't greatly involved in it until obviously, you know, everyone was voting and so on and so forth. I didn't sort of look at the kind of obviously it's been going on for quite a few months. People have been sort of you know, trying to sort of sell themselves, you know, politically, so to speak. But then yesterday, obviously, the whole thing ended and we became, you know, a Conservative government. And I've got concerns, I've got massive concerns about that, as I'm sure plenty of people have. One of which is obviously that they're going to cut the health service. They're going to put cuts on access to work. They're making all this thing about work and, oh yeah, you know, finding people jobs and so on. And well, my argument is actually there aren't the jobs. And as a person with an impairment, talking from that angle, the competition is just too high. Our needs as people with impairments or disabled people, however you want to phrase it, are just not being met. And you know, it seems as though the rich people are being looked after and the rest of us are just having to struggle. And now that we don't have a coalition, so now the Lib Dems aren't yet there, there's no, basically we are not protected against some of these policies which are now possibly, you know, going to ruin us, really. You know, older people's services are going to be cut. And they make out that it's all great for the country and you know, it's, but actually it's the stuff that's not being said. I remember sort of doing things at university where you look at the language that each sort of political party, I guess, uses. So looking at the language and the ways in which they say things, you realise what actually they're not saying. You realise that actually the way things are phrased, you can see that there's value judgments behind the words that are used, whether that's about people that can't work or don't want to work or whatever it is, there's a certain language then that's used, which, you know, if you read behind it, you get to see, you know, you get to sort of realise what we're going to have happen to us as a country. And there's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing we can do, I don't think. But I'm worried about it. And the last 5 years have been hard enough. You know, we've seen cuts to disability benefits and so on. And I don't see that that's going to get any better. In fact, it's going to get worse. And I obviously, this is just my opinion, but that's my concerns. Yeah, I'm just doing my boo. Okay, I thought, oh, sorry, I thought you were talking to me. Oh, dear. So I feel quite depressed about it, if I'm honest. It's been a funny old day, actually. There's quite a lot of tired people around today. Sam's tired. I voluntary work earlier and quite a lot of people are tired there. And it's, I don't know, it's a funny old day. I've heard, you know, people's views on what's happening. And I've got to agree with the concerns, really. It's one thing saying, oh, yeah, we're going to get more jobs. But actually, they need to be appropriate. They need to be. Yeah, it's all right saying, oh, yeah, we're going to give people work. But if you can't live on that wage, then you're stuck. I don't understand how the people in government can't see what's happening from the layman's perspective, if you like, from the average Joe Bloggs in the street, you know, from his stroke her perspective. I struggle to understand how they can, I guess, sleep soundly in their beds at night and not understand the impact of what they are doing. And the impact that, you know, the NHS, for example, is going to be, you know, that's going to be massively affected. And already it's been, and there have been problems over the last 5 years, massive problems. So that's just my thoughts, guys. As I say, I'm not very political. I just get this sort of feeling of real depression. And I wanted to voice it, I think. I'm getting it kind of from all angles, through people's messages and boos and just people generally. There's this real sense of like powerlessness for us as a community, but that's just maybe that's me. Maybe I'm in a bit of a funny mood today. So that's it really, folks. I hope you're all okay, and I hope I haven't offended anybody with anything I've said today. And if you would like to sort of share your views or whatever, then, you know, do feel free.
Pause recording.
I'm just going to check my time.
Two minutes.
Okay, that's good. I've got some minutes left. I'm going to... Oh, I have looked on the Audioboom website to see if I can sort out my subscription. But I think my browser's not very good, so I'm going to borrow Sam's computer later and have a go at that. And then I'll be able to do longer boos and, you know, more on my Olympus. So that's that, folks, and thank you again to those of you who sent messages. I will get round to messaging you. I'm not ignoring you, but I will catch up with you soon. All right then, folks. Bye for now.
Publish.